From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coming up, American lawmakers in Washington hear from visiting Pakistani civilians affected by U.S. drone strikes.
But first, to the fury over the rocky rollout of healthcare.gov. The woman in charge of Medicare and Medicaid was on Capitol Hill today for a hearing, or maybe I should say a grilling, by members of Congress. Marilyn Tavener apologized for the website's troubles and said technical problems would soon be fixed. But Republican Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas said the law itself was the problem.
Can you guarantee no American will experience a gap in their health care?
So what I can guarantee is that we have a system that's working. We're going to improve the speed of that system.
Excuse me.
Yes.
You're saying the system right now is working?
I'm saying it's working. It's just not working at the speed that we want and at the success rate that we want. And those are the things we're working on.
Joining us for more is Sarah Cliff, health reporter, health policy reporter for The Washington Post. Sarah, welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, first, just briefly, because this gets so complicated, explain the connection between the head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and the website for healthcare.gov.
Sure. So the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services is a $1 trillion agency that runs, obviously, Medicaid, the program that provides health insurance for low-income Americans, and Medicare, which provides insurance coverage for elderly Americans. It also, for the past 3 years, has been the agency overseeing the rollout of the health care law. So it is the agency in charge of implementing the health care law, and as part of that, it has overseen the contract for building the website healthcare.gov.
Which I guess explains why Marilyn Tavener is the first Obama administration official to testify about this. Of course, Kathleen Sebelius, the Health and Human Services Secretary, will be testifying tomorrow. But what did Marilyn Tavener have to say to lawmakers who are still very angry, as we just heard, about the rollout of the Affordable Care Act?
I would say two things stuck out at me. First, she offered an apology. She apologized for the rollout of the law and, you know, very clearly in no uncertain terms admitted this is not the rollout the administration was hoping for. The second thing she did is really focus on the future. And you saw that in the clip that you all just played, that there's a lot of focus on here's what we're doing to try and fix it. And you'll see Republicans are really pressing for more of the backstory, who should we blame for this? The administration is trying to focus the conversation on their efforts to fix the law and get, or not fix the law, but fix the website and get healthcare.gov up and running very quickly.
Another big issue, and we heard about it just there, was the issue of people's policies, their existing health insurance policies being canceled because they don't meet the standards of the Affordable Care Act. What did Tavener have to say about that?
You know, it's a difficult question for the administration to handle right now. And I think that goes back to promises that the president has made about the health care law. And we've heard again and again, if you like your health insurance plan, you can keep it. Some people are finding now that that's not the case. And as you, Marilyn Tavener, made clear in that clip you play earlier, it's not a question they're especially excited about engaging. And now, as you saw when she was pressed on that issue right there, she kind of moved to talking about the website and how they're trying to get this website ready so people will have access to options. So I think it's a difficult area for the administration to handle right now, these cancellation notices.
Well, and the committee chairman, Dave Camp, said that 146,000 people in Michigan had received notices that their health plans were being canceled. Do we have any idea how widespread that actually is?
It's hard to put an exact number on it because these are coming from private insurance companies. So each and every insurance carrier, and there are thousands of them across the country, gets to decide whether to cancel the policies that they offer. So there are some experts who have estimated about 50% of people in the individual market, and that's about 7 million of the 14 million people who buy their own insurance, that about 50% will receive these kind of cancellation notices. But they're just going out in the mail right now, so we don't have exact figures at this point.
Sarah Cliff, there's been another big question about just how many people have enrolled through the website. Did we get any answers there from Marilyn Tavener?
We didn't. She told us, as the administration has told us in the past, that they will release enrollment numbers in mid-November. So that'll be our first look at how many people signed up this first month. In October, that's been a source of frustration for reporters such as myself who would like to get a look at what enrollment looks like. Yeah. And as we heard in the hearing, Republicans, although I will say Massachusetts did set a precedent for this. They released monthly numbers when they did their insurance expansion in the mid-2000s. So this is not without precedent to kind of try and do monthly enrollment reports.
Something that I am sure President Obama is going to be pointing out when he visits Boston tomorrow. Meanwhile, Democrats are very angry, it sounded like, from the hearing today about Republicans and what they're saying about their opposition to the law. Let's listen to Democrat Bill Pascrell of New Jersey.
Are you serious? Have you can sit there and say that you had a legitimate alternative after these years? We've gone through 44 votes, 48 votes now of you trying to dismantle this legislation. You call that cooperation? I don't.
Well, the gentleman,
you call that cooperation?
You're asking questions.
Right. No, I'm
the gentleman's time has expired.
It's redundant.
Sarah Cliff, just in the 30 seconds or so we have left, we have heard that, but we've also recently heard Democrats come out and be very critical of the rollout.
Right. You have a lot of Democrats on Capitol Hill who really cared about this law, who worked really hard to pass it. And I think if we get to mid-November, especially if we get to late November and it's not working, you're going to hear Democrats being a lot more outspoken, saying we worked really hard to expand insurance and we want this website to work.
Sarah Cliff is health policy reporter for The Washington Post. Sarah, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.